You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Is this all your fault? I want to wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you try?
6 minutes. 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. Hey, genius. What time did I say that we would speak today?
Let me check the text. It said 11:06.
You! Boom, bitch!
Excuse me. Let me check them. It's 11:07, Max. You're late.
Yes! I love when I'm right. What are you doing? What's going on?
I'm trying to get back in a better mood, man. I made a mistake. I got suckered into, oh, what's this? And I started watching this, which led me to something else. And then I was watching like 3 clips from YouTube that really just like, oh, for God's sakes. Oh, and then one of them.
Why do you do that?
Really?
Why do you do that?
Really? I don't know. It's like a fly to, you know, or a fly to light, man, or a moth to light. I just can't.
You can't stop?
No, I got to go right to it.
So you're a victim. You're a victim of all this.
Dude, I didn't even know this. Okay, so this one that I watched really kind of just, I hate shows about the military. And then when the military, that unit or whatever is getting interviewed, they hype it up to make it more exciting, more deadly, more dangerous, more ridiculous than it needs to be. For instance, I watched this thing and it's about the U.S. Navy against anti-piracy. For the first time in 200 years, the Navy has been assigned a mission of hunting pirates. The Navy hasn't hunted pirates since the days of Tripoli. And I'm like, that was the Marines, by the way. The Navy didn't have shit to do with this. Anyway, go ahead with your stupid comments. So they go through this whole thing, and they're talking about in the Gulf of Aden. But then they put together these 3 boarding teams of Navy guys run by Navy guys that have day jobs, like the communications officer, some engineer officer. I mean, these aren't war fighters, because if they were, they would have definitely not been a ship, a SWO, right, a surface warfare officer. That's as far as being a war fighter than you can be. So...
Dude, you've got the hate pumping through you right now, don't you?
Oh, dude. And then it got worse, because then they're like...
Oh, shit.
Then they show them, like clearing, like, they're doing, like, shipboard tactics, or, like, practicing moving and clearing rooms and stuff. Like, it's a ship. It's different. But then it just... They show them, like, going aboard, and then the one... There's one thing, man. Oh. They're interviewing these guys, and they're like, and then something deadly almost happened.
Yikes.
Something that could have jeopardized the whole mission, that could have cost the lives of everybody on board. And then this Siemens gets the interview, and he's like, "Yeah, I was scared. I didn't know what to do. My heart froze. I thought I was going to die. I thought everybody was going to die." And what happened was, they were in this boat, this skiff, and he stepped on an RPG round, and like, what do you mean, stepped on it? Yeah, he stepped on it. Everybody could have died. It's not a mine. How can everybody die?
In the boat? He stepped on it in the boat?
Yeah, there's a round laying on the floor of the skiff. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, what? And then the seaman now decides to give his, because he's an expert on munitions. He describes the RPG round as, it's a very light, touchy impact switch that could be set off by anything. I mean, if my foot would have just hit it, we would not be here standing here today. We would have all been dead.
Okay, and just for the record, we're not talking about a dud. We're talking about something that is yet to be fired, yes?
Oh, yeah, and let me give you everybody an example. An RPG round is probably without it being shot. Okay, it's being fired out of a rocket propelled grenade launcher. It's pretty deadly thing.
Right.
But other than that, when it's like laying there and it's not being used, it is the most benign thing you could ever come across. And how do we know this?
Because Russians are stupid. Yeah, Russians are stupid. Yeah. They have to build it for stupid people.
Stupid. Afghanis and Iraqis use it and don't hurt themselves with it. So, and those people.
Okay, let me ask you one question. If the Marine Corps isn't a gun culture, how would you characterize like the Russians and the Iraqis relative to guns?
That's like a gun. They're like gun circuses or gun carnivals. I mean, you don't. There's. It's not. I wouldn't even say it's a culture. No, they're like. It's like a carnival or a circus. That's crazy. I mean, there's some pure craziness out there.
God.
Like I said, if the RPG was as deadly as this sailor was putting out to be, this thing would have been killing Iraqis and Afghanis in country, because these guys handle that stuff like stones, like a rock. You know, like moving a rock. But this whole show, and then Let me check this out. Then at the end, towards the end, the captain of this warship, the USS Gettysburg, again, named after a famous naval battle, right? The USS Gettysburg. Let me tell you about what happened with the Navy and the Gettysburg, at Gettysburg. Yeah, they had a crucial contribution there. Anyway, the skiff's getting away. This 20-foot-long boat with seven skinnies in it and two motors is outrunning the U.S.
Okay, wait. Why are you still watching this at this point, okay? What is...
I had to see how the stupidity thing ended. I was already sucked into it. I was already mad. I was already getting upset.
Okay, so but go on. How does it end?
You're cleared... You're cleared hot to fire rounds over their bow. You're like, oh, wow, okay.
Here we go.
You know, and then the narrator, the Somalis, understand that the Navy is just trying to do some stalling tactics to make them stop because they can't provide lethal force to them. You're like, yeah, right, they know that. So the boat keeps going, and this 50-cal gunner shoots across the bow. Boom, 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 boom. I don't know how many times. Then they're like, these skinnies are like, I'm not having any of this. They start heading back to Somalia, and they're booking away. And so here's how this plays up. With out of options, the captain of the U.S. Gettysburg takes the dice and throws it for a big gamble. Never been done before, ever. What he does is he puts the boat, because their boat's actually faster, you know, the missile cruiser or whatever it is.
Right.
So he goes in front of it. And then he turns really sharp and makes a wave.
Swamps it.
No, it doesn't swamp it. It just scares the living piss out of these guys. Because, you know, the waves are pretty big. But never done before in the United States Navy.
Yeah.
First time ever. New tactic.
Wow.
You know.
We love that.
The Gettysburg. This boat.
Thinking outside the bun. We love that.
You're like, you know what? Let me explain something to you guys. Again. The Navy, you guys didn't invent that because wakeboard boats and boats do that for fun. You know? You're like, come on, you idiots. Don't sit there and say that you're the first to invent something. Let's turn the boat really high speed and make a big wave. There's boats that are made to do that. They buy them. They're wakeboard boats that you buy the boat for that purpose. Don't think, and they've been doing this for a long time.
So how did you, wait a minute.
We just built a boat that can do this.
How did you find this? How did this thing get in front of you? So you're just minding your own business, living your life, being the gunner.
No.
Shaving your fingers because you're going to handle food.
Right. So, no, I'm looking at YouTube and, you know, the suggested videos. So the first video, it was kind of dumb. But then when I canceled that video, on the right-hand side, there's more suggested videos off of this one. So you're kind of going down this flow tree. When I look at this one, it's like U.S. Navy versus Somali pirates. And I'm like, I know we've been doing that, but why is that now a big deal? Like, this is kind of fairly new. And then I click on it, and then I see this big hype, and it's like, oh my God. First of all, you know, it just drove me crazy because the way they were hyping everything up. And then at the end, these, boarding teams from the USS Gettysburg, they're all in formation. You know what medal they get?
Combat Action Ribbon.
Navy Achievement Medal.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we throw those around like candy. Here you go, boys.
Yeah.
Two for everybody.
You know, but here's that whole, well, then I ask myself the question, okay, if I look at you and say, Mac, I'm going to assign you to be the senior watch officer.
Yeah.
And you do it, and you do it well, and you're at the end of it.
Yes.
And then you come to me and go, okay, hey, I did my job. Do I get a reward?
If I'm in the Navy?
Are you kidding me? Well, in the Navy, yes.
Yes.
But in the Marine Corps?
No.
You did your job? I'd be looking at you like, what? He's saying, you want me to give you a piece of candy because you did what you were supposed to do?
Explain to me this, son. The Marine Corps. But in the Navy,
and so it,
they straight up
in the Navy, it brings me back
win.
To when I'm on the aircraft carrier, right? I'm on an aircraft carrier, and we're in this big Navy formation, and the one thing you don't want to be is on a ship, ship's company, and get awards. Why? Because the Navy doesn't like to give them out. I don't know. They give them out like once every 30 days or once after every tour. So they got like 600 people to give a reward that day.
Painful.
They don't do it out through the whole deployment.
Painful.
They do it all on the last day of the deployment.
Ugh.
Painful. Oh.
You're out there forever. But you know, the Mike, let me tell you, another job that you would have been born for is the executive officer of the Marine Detachment. Because, you know, when you're essentially the guard officer for nuclear weapons, you can't stay in a formation like that for that period of time. It's simply not.
Oh, I did the same thing. I did the same thing to start the guard. I excused myself from the formation. Hey guys, I can't be here that long. I gotta go. I'm on second call.
Yeah.
I'm on second call.
Post dude's got an issue. I'll be back.
If first call goes down, then that's me.
It's the best.
And I leave.
My God, you get out of so much.
It's a nuclear weapon. It's a nuclear weapon issue you can't understand.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
I can't even talk to you about it, okay? Don't even make me say it in public, all
right?
It is the best. It's like a Visa card that goes anywhere. Just swipe it and you're gone.
So let me finish. So this, on the USS Kitty Hawk, on the last day, they gave a guy, not one guy, a whole bunch of guys, but they gave them, the reason they get these guys got Navy Achievement Medals, and it actually read in their citation, and I wish I would have got a Navy Achievement like this, because I would have been pretty proud of this being read like this. It said to the effect of, never once letting the soda machines run dry. Keeping abreast on dead
jerseys. You're making
always
shit up.
You want attention. I will bring someone on the show from my old detachment, the Kitty Hawk, to verify the story for me. Marie Single, who's probably listening right now in Oklahoma, text Mac and let him know that this is not true. This is a true statement. That this guy got an award for keeping the soda machines. Granted, there are a lot of them on our tough carrier.
Yeah, it's important, though. Like, that's not important. How pissed off would you have been if you went and got a soda machine, went to the soda machine, put your money in, and didn't get a soda?
Never once letting them run dry.
Morale.
That's what I like the best. Like, you know how they add, like, never allowing the enemy to infiltrate, to da da da. Never once letting the soda machines run dry.
And you think that's a bullshit achievement? Everybody's achievement is important, Mike, not just yours. Okay? I know how
but
you
But if you're
like...
going to use... Okay, so Navy Achievement Medal for keeping soda machines full. Navy Accommodation Medal for what? Keeping the decks buff like glass?
You know what? It's interesting you said that because I was going to say keeping the blue tile looking beautiful.
Like blue ice.
Exactly. Blue ice, baby. Mike knows. Did you guys do blue tile on the Shitty Kitty?
No, and I love the word. My old CO on the Shitty Kitty was a former Marine. He was a Marine fighter pilot in Vietnam.
What?
And then in the downsizing, he wanted to still fly. So he had to stay. He had to go Navy to stay flying.
Wow.
So, yeah, but he was still. He was extremely proud to be a Marine fighter pilot. I mean, he had in his stateroom, or his like his not his stateroom, but it was like his party room, I should say, because his TV was in there and there's like a big table. His lounge area. He had all of his plaques from the Marine fighter pilot stuff in Vietnam, and all his photographs and Marine buddies, and he was really. Pro Marine. So when the first time, and he just took over when we got there, he came down and talked to us and he said, there'll be no Marine on this ship. They'll do any tile.
Oh, really? Shit, man.
Yeah.
That was, let me tell you.
That was beneath us. Whoa. That was beneath us.
It wasn't beneath us.
But good
man.
Enough for the Navy guys. That's kind of what we took it as.
My Marines would be up there.
Still good enough for the Navy.
Blue tile on their hands and knees, waxing the blue tile because the squids couldn't do it right, and the admiral wasn't having that. And they had the brasso, the doorknobs and shit like that. And so I'd go up there in my PT gear late at night after 2200 when they'd start doing the blue tile. And, I remember somebody threw a Snickers on the deck and put their boot on it and just drug it through the blue tile one day. And my Marines were like ready to kill somebody. They did what? It was like a crime against humanity. Some asshole threw a Snickers down on the blue tile, stepped on it, and drug it through the blue tile. All right.
There's probably a Marine trying to get it into a riot between the Navy.
And it was a crime against humanity because they'd be up there every night. And again, the reason the Marines did it: Navy inept at putting wax on.
The Navy's smarter.
On linoleum tiles. Yeah, they were smarter. They sucked at it and they knew they'd get fired and they didn't want to do it.
Sucker Marines would get it. Sucker Marines. Because the Navy was good at accepting, we'll accept mediocre standards. This is who we are.
Exactly. See, so that you said you watched about three videos. What were the other two? So that one gets you fired up. Then what'd you watch?
So then I watched Como. What's his name from CNN?
No, this is clearly. Philip?
No.
Like, why?
I know, but what's his name? Como. What's Como's first name? Michael Como? Philip Como?
Andrew? Perry Como? Perry Como is a singer.
The interviewer
CNN,
from CNN.
CNN.
The guy you just want to punch in the face.
He's Italian.
Because he looks so, he's a smug-looking piece of shit.
Snarky.
Like
Chris Cuomo.
Yeah, he's
Chris
very
Cuomo.
Snarky. Chris Cuomo. Yeah. So Chris Cuomo's interviewing Sarah Sanders.
Sarah Sanders?
Yeah. On this whole, he tries to ask her the same question. She says, I can't answer that question, refer to outside counsel, blah, 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 blah. And then he asks it a different way. Like, I didn't see this one coming, Chris. You're so intelligently smart. Again. Contact outside, blah, blah, blah. And then he kept going like, why don't you want to answer the question? Chris, I told you I can't answer the question. I'm telling you, if you want the question answered, you had those people here. And their answer was, we can't answer the question. I can't understand why you're so stupid to understand the fact that I can't answer the question, they can't answer the question. Nobody can answer the question, Chris. Quit asking me the stupid question. But no, idiot keeps asking the stupid question.
He's looking for this because he knows that she's not going to answer this. See, this is the same guy. Same shit that comedian who called Ivanka Trump. She made the incest jokes and then called Ivanka Trump.
Yeah.
See, that is taped. Okay, That is taped. That whole thing is staged. It's not like Mike and I going back and forth and then somebody blurting out something really intelligent. And, I mean, this is all happening, just so you know it, folks. This is live, okay? It ain't Memorex. But they produced it, right? They edited it, and they left it in there specifically to get the reaction. It was all designed. All designed.
Right.
And the same thing with Cuomo. Cuomo is going down this rabbit hole, knowing the answer he's going to get, so he can generate a video clip that can be played over and over, that can be clickbait, so CNN keeps its title as America's leader in news, even though they're third. In cable news, okay? They're third in cable news behind MSNBC.
Right.
How far in your ass do you need to be as the nation's news leader to be behind MSNBC, right?
And they're not even a professional organization. Yeah.
It's draft.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Sad. So you're watching Cuomo, so that gets your blood pressure even more out of whack. And then what's the third one you watch?
And then... See, my brain is blocking it out because it doesn't want me to get angry again. What was it about? Oh, about this U.S. representative down here in Texas that is being supported by George Soros to run against Ted Cruz.
Okay.
And then it kind of goes off into this other culture where it talks about this, See, my brain is, this is what my brain does.
This is what happens?
It's like overheating. It prevents overheating by shutting itself down.
So the fan's going on, in your brain right now? That's what you're telling me? That's what's going on? There's automatic actions being taken by your body to shut your brain down?
Right. I've confused myself so I don't have to get upset again.
Hold on, email.
This is like a...
Hey, Mac, curious, does the Gunner have any tattoos? Do you have any tattoos, Mike?
I do.
You do?
Yeah, one.
Where is it?
On my left shoulder. And
what?
It's
what's it say?
It's a military symbol of 1-5, 1st Battalion, 5th Marines. It's the whole... I told you that story, why I got it.
I can't remember, did you?
Yeah, we won division competition not only 1 year, the second year. And so the whole thing was I would get one. Because I never had a tattoo, my guys did. And then...
Don't you, when you're an enlisted guy, isn't it mandatory? Like if you stay in for more than one, enlistment, isn't it kind of like the rule you got now? You got to go, you re-enlisted, you got to go get a tattoo. Let's go.
No, that's what we tell stupid officers, and then they buy it. They buy that story. They're not too smart. They're not smart enough to figure it out on their own that it's fucking bullshit.
But you have
a
tattoo.
They're kind of gullible. Those zeros are really gullible. They think that.
I know. We do. We are. Officers are gullible. Honestly, they are. They do stupid, idealistic stuff, and they go to, like, enlisted
people.
That's why
they call them
zeros.
That's why I call them zeros.
I know. Zeros. Trust me. But it all comes back after we realize we're getting played by like a chump.
Usually it takes a while, though.
It does take a while.
We can be on another subject, because you guys aren't very bright when
it
comes to getting played.
Normally, it's like... You have to be like a captain before you, I think. When you're a lieutenant, you're a believer.
Oh, captain, lieutenant, you're being played like a fiddle, man. You don't even realize it. And you may say, oh, yeah, sorry. No. If you're like, I'm being played, you don't realize how much you are being played if you realize that you're being played.
Yeah. So then, after you come back for your second iteration, and you realize the way you got played, then you're pissed. Shut up.
Yeah, then you take it out of the company.
Yeah, then you're like, shut up. Like, no saluting on the ramp, right? So, as soon as I sit down talking to somebody, what is everybody that walks by going to do? They're going to salute. Why? Let's see if Cap Mac will stand up and salute our asses. Because he's an officer. He has to. But I wouldn't. I'm like, stop right fucking there, sir.
Yeah.
Ah, we're going to play, exactly, we're going to play stupid fucking games? Okay. See, I didn't even know you want to play stupid games, get stupid. I didn't even know that saying. I just knew how to do it. I'm like, just stay there. What's the rule about saluting here on the ramp?
No saluting on the ramp.
Why? Well, yeah, exactly. Somebody say it. No salute. Oh, so you were just going to fuck with me. The captain.
You think I'm.
Yeah, because you think I'm a stupid fuck, don't you? Okay, guess what we're going to find out. Guess. One of you three, guess. We're going to find out who the stupid fucks are. Yes! Okay, see that end? See all the cigarette butts and anything that doesn't grow? Go start. Here's a text message. Oh, hey, Gunner, how's the dip quitting going? Yeah, give us a number.
Who is that?
Dave from Vacaville. Vacaville doesn't have an onion factory anymore. Evidently, that thing went away a few years ago.
Okay. Dave did not voice it like that, okay?
No, it's verbatim. Oh, hey, Gunner, how's the dip?
Oh, so we're...
Yeah,
so
oh? We,
like, putting the screws to me? Like,
yeah,
hey,
I think so.
Gunner. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Hey, Gunner. I would read this just like a Marine would say it. Oh, hey, Gunner, how's the dip quitting going? We already covered this, okay?
We're talking about being snarky? That's snarky.
Straight up snarky. Straight up, it's just like saluting on the ramp. Straight up saluting like the ramp. Oh, we're going to play this fucking stupid game? Okay. I played it as a lieutenant, not playing it as a captain. Only took me 6 years to wise up, but I'm here. Now, I'm going to pick up cigarette butts, boys. Sir, but there's no cigarettes on the ramp. Go by the fence. There's millions of them. All right? Let me know when the whole thing's done right so I can come over and look. Maybe you'll go to chow tonight, not this afternoon. So how is the dip quitting going? That's just so everybody knows.
Let's play a game.
Okay.
Let's play a game called Karnak.
Karnak says? Yes.
Karnak says what?
Karnak, well, he predicts.
Future. I quit quitting. I quit being a quitter. I don't want to quit anymore at anything. I want to see it through.
All right, that makes sense. How long have you been dipping, just for the record? How many years?
Too many.
Too many? A lot. Were you in your 20s, your 30s, 40s?
Oh, no, I was probably in my teens.
That's a lot of dip, bro. That's a lot of dip.
But it wasn't always consistent, like not every day. And shit, I went 7 years. I quit for 7 years when I was in the Marine Corps.
You did? What made you start?
And then when I was a young Marine, I didn't start the war.
Oh, you know what? Is the war the best just to blame shit on or what?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, it's true, though. The war.
Yeah, the war. I know. You know what? Our battlefield study that we're finally doing with Duffy White, you know, one of the things, as he and I are doing it, we've got another, I think, 30 minutes left to do tonight. But, you know what? When you look at maps of the war, right, and you see these arrows going up, right, and all the shit, right, RCT-5, RCT-1, RCT-7, Task Force Tarawa, right, you see all this shit,
right,
and so listening to Mike's in the same vehicle Duffy's in, Lieutenant Colonel Duffy White is, during this thing that you're going to hear on Wednesday, okay? Everything is it's a movement to contact, and it's evolving, and you're doing passage lines, and you're trying to find out where the fucking bad guys are. You're trying to find out where the good guys. You get told to stop, turn around, and go back there. We're going to reset the defense. You know what? And you're just like, what? And you're going to get the whole thing turned around, and you're going to get it to go backwards. Yes? It's impossible.
Right.
And it's impossible, and there's bad guys around. Oh, and there's this looming thing that at some point we're going to hit his red line, and he's going to dump chemicals on us, which is why we're wearing these mop suits. And you listen to
it. I never believed that, though. I never got suckered into that.
The officers did.
The zeros did, yeah. I never did.
You had a good insight into Saddam Hussein.
And I can't believe Duffy didn't know that I burned my mop suit.
It's his brain taking over. It's his brain taking over to block it out because he didn't want to believe that you were that subordinate. Insubordinate.
I wasn't. It's not. You make it sound like I wasn't insubordinate.
Mike, when you were the battalion gunner, cool guy, all the cool high-speed asshole gear, Mr. Snarky, making comments about everything and everybody. He's like this cool guy. And now the cool guy burns his fucking mop suit? What? See, he couldn't even keep a straight face. He couldn't even keep a straight face to rebut it.
It was just the way you said it.
What?
Startled me. Made me like. So. Like,
Yeah, that. Okay. Yeah, that asshole. So.
Yeah, that sounds just like what Dave did in Vacaville. You make it sound worse by the way you say it.
Than it was? So explain to me, if it wasn't that bad, how was it?
No, it was kind of like, you know, it was just like, I was just over it. And it was for me to get rid of it was the fact that, okay, I'm done with this. That was what I was saying.
But you weren't done with it yet. You burned it before they officially said you're done with it.
No, I burned it the day of, like when they were talking about it.
So explain this to me. So they were talking about what when you decided you should burn
about,
your mop suit?
They were talking about like, hey, should you think we should get out of mop suits?
And the response was, no, we're going to hit a red line, and they're going to just douse us with chemical weapons.
And no, the response was, yeah, let's get out of mop suits for a while.
Oh, really? That was the response?
Yeah, we got out of mop suits.
Okay. All right.
You know, my whole idea was, and you asked Duffy this, I was just getting so frustrated why we were making it so hard on ourselves. It was like, I get the whole, let's be cautious, let's do this, let's think this one through. But even at in the beginning, I realized, you know what, we can fight these guys. We can send them invitations, let them know where we're going to be, when we're going to be, and we'd still kick their ass.
Yeah, they're not very good. Stop
using night vision goggles. That was my big thing.
Let's just
drive with headlights on, because we can still kill them.
Make it fair. Let me tell you one of the things Duffy said that influenced all that. He said that, you know, the bulldozers come up, right? The berms get breached, right? And we're going, right? In the southernmost units.
I was there.
Right?
I was there.
In the southernmost units, they found atropine and mop suits, and that confirmed the intelligence that he did. In their minds, the fact that they had atropine confirmed the intelligence that he was going to slime you guys at some point.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because, you know, if I'm walking in an old house and I see wooden stakes, that would confirm the presence of vampires.
True. No, I thought it was in wooden stakes. Oh, silver
if
bullets.
I see muslin,
silver bullets.
Muslin in the cabinets, then there's mummies around. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
But no. Atropine does not mean that there's nuclear or chemical weapons around.
Well, let me tell you, the guy that was sitting a grand total of 12 inches to your left thought it was.
Yeah, I did. I didn't believe that.
So you were like, when he'd talk to you about chemical weapons, you'd roll your eyes. You'd do that one. Like,
No, I never roll my eye. I would just go.
You would just be quiet?
I don't think so. Yeah, my line was always.
You know what? You can't keep your mouth shut if you want to.
Yes, I can. I just did for a little bit there.
you can't. Let me tell you an impossible task. Mike Musselman keeping his mouth shut. That doesn't, and it never happens.
No.
It never happens.
If you're going to leave it to where, like, there's got to be a comment. and then you don't, you're not, yeah, I have to comment.
If you see injustice. Yeah, that's not actually.
I'm no different.
That's not actually
I'm no
my
different than you.
That's not actually my strong suit. Mac, do you have anything to say? I don't know that I've ever said no. Like, when I say no, like, we're in a meeting and somebody says, Mac, you have anything to say? And I say no, everybody looks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Feeling good?
Is that a cry for help?
Like, do lose someone close to you that you just don't want to talk about? What's going on
here? What's going on here? What's going on here?
Yeah, so, fair thing. I mean,
but let me tell you, the
Gunner,
only reason I
Gunner,
feel...
you got anything to add? Gunner, you got anything to add? And people, like, here it goes. And if I said, no, we're good. What?
What? Yep. What? Yep. And let me tell you, I wouldn't have to speak if somebody said the right shit. Okay? And so, invariably,
What's going with the universe?
They don't. Somebody fucks it up. And so, if I don't say anything, then everybody's going to leave the meeting, and they're going to believe what that jackass said is right. And so, if I don't say something, then that's what they believe. You know, I intervened at a promotion ceremony at the beach in San Clemente for a friend of ours. A friend of ours who kind of got fucked over by the Marine Corps. Okay? He got promoted.
Oh, yeah.
He got promoted, and you had these guys who didn't know him, and they're in charge of the ceremony. And I just went down there because he's an awesome guy and a great friend and a battle buddy, both Mike and I. And this has been a long time in coming. And like I said, the Marine Corps screwed him over. So anyway, nobody even mentions anything. Oh, he's a great guy, and he works really hard. And I'm sitting thinking now, I know I'm not, I'm in my jeans, me and Colleen are hanging out, I'm not supposed to say anything. And so then our friend says something, and the ceremony's going to end, and I said, stop. And our friend says, uh-oh. And I said, yeah, this isn't over. And I set the record straight. I set the record straight. And I wouldn't have had if they had done the right thing, but they didn't. And there was other people, Mike, there was other people there that could have set the record straight, and they didn't. So, see, I feel like Bill Clinton sometimes. I'm a victim. If she would have never hiked her dress up, none of this would have ever happened. I was in a vulnerable state. Thunder Calves wasn't doing her duty, and I'm rolling around losing my mind. I got all these beautiful women throwing themselves, and I'm a victim. I'm a victim in all this.
I would have to question your whole, because if you think Monica Lewinsky was beautiful back then you're still like, oh my God.
I did. I was in a vulnerable state. I'll admit that. As a man, I was in a vulnerable state.
Beauty, I guess, that goes back to that whole argument about the word beauty and how we classify beauty.
Exactly.
It's in the eye of the beholder.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And when she hiked that dress up and showed me her thong, I lost my mind. Oh. I'm embarrassed to say it now.
I would have puked in my mouth.
I'm embarrassed to say it. But that's not what I did. And so, since when can a president not be a victim? Hello? We're people too.
Yeah, right.
Hey, did you see the stupid shit that he said last week in that book tour when he got asked about her? It's like, oh God, shut up already.
Did you see how uncomfortable who's the book author, the guy that's sitting next to him? Anyway, let's just call him Dumb.
Is it James Patterson? Because
if you're friends with, Patterson. Because if you're friends with freaking Bill Clinton, you're a dumbass.
It's not a good thing. Dude, shut up. And you know, when he says he had never apologized, like, oh man.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he kept sticking his foot in his mouth. And Bill is one of those guys that can't shut up.
No.
He's got him like,
yeah, he thinks
he's
that
he's got to make it right.
If
he's
he can just keep talking and really explain things to you, he can get you to understand how it makes sense. And he's got a gift for that. I'm not going to lie. But there's some things that he's done in his life that he should just stay away from. And that's probably one of them. It didn't. That was like awful. That was awful.
Oh,
so,
that was brutal.
Okay, so those are the three video clips you watched. When you get into this state where you're trying to make yourself less angry, what do you do? Do you do anything? Do you bake? Do you,
No.
Do you become, footy? Do you go shoot? What do you do? How do you become less angry?
Shooting, no, because if I'm not careful, I might shoot some people. guns is not, I don't want to have any guns in my house.
When you're angry?
No, I just, like I said, I was just, it started with that Navy one, the way they were amping it up and making it seem more than it really was, really bothered me.
It's the Navy. It's what they do.
Oh, and then I guess.
Okay,
what happened
okay.
Last night,
let me, hold on. Let
have
me,
you seen this show?
What?
It's these Americans that go to fight against ISIS.
Yeah.
It's on Viceland.
No.
Have you seen this?
No, no. They're mercenaries.
Some of them are.
They're mercenaries or what?
Well, I don't know what they call themselves. I mean, they're doing it for free, which is stupid.
Yeah. Hope you enjoy it.
Okay. Yeah, good for you, boys. That's going to put a lot of food on the table.
If you're not doing it for the money, what are you doing it for? The fun?
Well, they're doing it because of the outrage and the, you know, that they're the Assyrians are getting the wrong end of the deal, and you know the whole. It's just, but some of these kids aren't even military guys. They were guys that wanted to be in the military. Were probably professional paintball players at some point in their life.
Yeah, those guys.
And then this opportunity came up because and one kid he tried to be in the Marine Corps, but he couldn't make it. So then, you know, now he's a hired gun in Syria.
Does he have a call sign? Does he have a call sign?
Yeah, they all did. And it's just, the show is making them seem like, you know, they're heroes.
Right.
Dude, if you go to war because you don't have to, that doesn't make you just. I mean, it's like whole, you're not related to them. Yeah, there's a lot of atrocities going on in the world. Shit, pick a country in Africa.
Yeah, I mean, do you want to fight for the rest of your life?
You don't have to fly to a country. Pick up a state here in the United States and go pick up trash or take care of homeless people. I mean, you don't have to go far to right or wrong. But then to go, you know, there and then kind of play this thing out like, oh, whoa, it's me. Oh, look at me.
I don't know that you can. Here. Can you do that? Can you play the "woe is me" card if you signed up to go? Doesn't that make you like a volunteer mercenary? And there was a story that people were outraged. The ACLU last week was outraged because a dude that had been captured by the Free Syrian Forces, which are Kurds, right? They had captured the dude. He was American fighting for the Islamic State.
Come on.
So they capture him. And they held him. And then, so they were going to release him. They were going to give him a new cell phone. They were going to give him $4,200, which is what he had on him when he was captured. And they were going to release him. And the ACLU said, you can't release him. He'll be killed. Like, well, what do you want us to do? What do you want us to do? Oh, you have to fly him back to the United States. It was like, wait a minute. He's a combatant. He was captured, and now he's being released. He got his ass over there. He can get his ass home.
Yeah.
I mean, what a joke. What a joke. Oh, it's not what you thought it was it? And then we would, you know, our intel guys would find diaries and shit like that. These guys get promised shit all over the world that you're going to get treated like a hero. You're going to get fed. You know, you're going to get this and that. And they show up and they live a hellish existence, a hunted, hellish existence. And then they die.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't good. So mercenaries, please. Why did you watch that? I can tell you right now, that's not a good thing to watch.
Yeah, it was just a bad choice in a lot of things. I made a lot of bad decisions. in the last 24 hours.
That's a little kid thing to say. I made bad choices. Adults don't say that. I made a bad choice.
I made bad choices.
I made some bad. And that is so. That is such a bullshit way to try to get out of stuff. Like when we were kids, yeah, I made a lot of bad choices, right? But nobody ever said that. You just got in trouble for it. Why are you so stupid? I don't know. Nobody said I made a bad choice. Like, no shit, you did, man. Poof.
Yeah, those were bad decisions made for watching TV.
Yeah, because so now when you say I made a bad decision, then we're going to talk about your decision. Well, why did you make the bad decision? But when we were kids, we didn't have that card to play. You just got your ass beat, and then you went on.
Well, I blame the networks, because they didn't have a lot on that day.
But there's 8 gazillion channels.
Yeah, I don't know. Wasn't a lot of good.
Weren't the Red Sox on? They were Red Sox were on all weekend. I watched them get their ass beat yesterday.
I was loving that shit.
But then the Yankees lost last night, so I wasn't as happy as I should have been. Let's see, another email. Mac, the Gunner's got one tattoo, which does make you legit enlisted. Has he ever been NJP'd? Were you ever NJP'd?
Mm-mm.
No? Ever?
Ever.
Are you shitting me?
Mm-mm.
I got NJP. You're not even legit.
I was a good kid.
I wasn't. I was. See? Wow. Well, Wow. All right. Another email. Mac, I want to hear the Gunner's prediction about what's going to happen in Singapore. All right, Mike, get your crystal ball out. Karnak says, what's going to happen in Singapore? What do you think is the outcome?
I think the outcome is going to be favorable.
I almost said the F word. And I know I'm not supposed to in hour three. What does, unless we're talking about Bo Bergdahl.
I think Trump is going to get what he wants out of this.
What does he want? Because he already said he's going to leave early.
He wants a deal.
What kind of deal?
You know, and for him, it's got to be a big deal. I mean, he's a big New York dealing kind of guy.
Right, real estate.
So it's
construction.
Yeah, it's
big deal.
It's got to be a big deal.
Okay, so give me a prediction. What kind of big deal is he going
to
get?
I think they're going to agree to denuclearization of Peninsula.
I don't.
I think, like you said, I do. I think he wants to come into the Western world. He wants to be accepted as a world leader.
Really?
The only way he's going to be accepted as a world leader is to give the stuff up. And then he's going to realize that, you know, there's a lot more to being a leader than just being a tyrant.
Just being a dictator?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's my prediction. Okay. I had Grant Newsham on. I made him be Kim Jong Newsom today. Here's what I think. I think he wants to bring North Korea into the 1960s. And what he'll do is he'll offer up things he can't do anyway, which is he imploded his mountain, so he can't do nuclear testing, and he's already got what he needs. So he'll put a moratorium on testing. He'll say he won't fire over Japan, okay? Because he doesn't need to. He could fire other places. And so he'll agree to that. He'll agree to end the Korean War. He'll agree to that. Now, those are going to be big. That's going to be big news, right? But he hasn't really given anything up. And he doesn't want to give up his nukes. If you were him, you wouldn't give up his nukes. So with that, I get a bunch of economic aid from South Korea and China. And I'm only trying to get my economy. I don't need the whole country to do better. I need the big cities to do better. And screw the people that are living in the countryside. So I'll bring it into the 60s. And it's not going to be too advanced, but it'll be more advanced as it is today. Because they roll Flintstone style, right?
Yeah.
All right, using human feces as fertilizer, that's like, I don't even know if Fred and Barney did that. If somebody tried that shit at the quarry, Fred would be like, what are we doing, man? Human feces? Come on. Can't you get some of Dino's stuff and throw it around that stuff? So
yeah.
he doesn't have to do too much, but why would he give his nukes up? So to me, here's the next thing, Mike. So the next round of he says, okay, look, if I give up my nukes, all right, you've got to remove all Americans from the Korean Peninsula. And we say, well, if you want us to do that, you have to move all your conventional forces outside the range of your conventional artillery, so Seoul's not in jeopardy. So we expand the DMZ. And then we negotiate that. But he will play it sideways until our next election, right? Hoping a Democrat gets elected. And then he'll play them like a harp, like they did for years. This Trump guy, though, I don't really know. He may actually start a fucking war. I don't need that. I saw Saddam's head get popped off when they tried to hang him. I don't need that kind of shit. Plus, I have it on video. And I saw Gaddafi, man. That was an ugly scene. That boy laying on a rug in the room with his shirt off. I'm a fat guy. The last thing I need is that picture rolling around the internet. So I think, I don't know how much, why would he give up? Shit, he doesn't have to give up. I say he does these cosmetic things, lets everybody be happy, begins the economic aid, blah, 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 blah. I don't think he gives up shit. That's my prediction. Am I too pessimistic?
Yeah.
I am? I don't think so. I thought all that is reasonable. If you were Kim Jong Musselman, you wouldn't give up your nukes, would you?
To get multiple houses in different countries, yeah, and be treated as a world leader, sure I would.
But you could
be about staying in power, in fact.
Yeah, but I sustain power if I keep my nukes. No?
No.
I don't think.
Because the world's against you. You're a bad guy.
I know, but
the world doesn't need bad guys like
that. If I act like I want to disarm, but I don't really do that, I can play this shit sideways forever and not give up my nukes. And have everybody think, see, what will happen? The Democrats come into power in the United States, and they see what he's done? He's ended the war. He's declared a moratorium on shooting missiles over Japan. He's not going to blow any more nuclear weapons up. He's done all that, and what have we done? We need to help that guy. He can play that shit sideways forever, man.
I don't know.
All right.
I think
you sound like,
and you know, I say never discount what Trump can pull off, man. I mean, he's proven that over and over and over.
You sound like Lucy or Linus with that little lame ass Christmas tree. It'll still be Christmas.
I'm not discounting what he can pull off. That guy,
Trump,
he's pulled off. Yeah.
All right. Musselman doubling down on D. Trump. Whoa. All right. What's the rest of your day going to consist of there, bro?
I got to get coffee. That's about it. That's the big ticket item today.
You got to go get coffee? What kind of coffee do you drink? Do you drink foo-foo coffee?
Yeah, I drink. I go to, it's called the Panhandle, and it's in the square, and they got, 50 different flavored coffees, and they're so good. God, they're so good.
Are you going to be a lot of? It's vacation season now. Is high school out in Texas yet?
Mm-hmm.
Are all the lake cottages full? A lot of people in the
mm-hmm.
city. A lot of people in the city. Are you going to be okay with that?
There's a lot of tourists, man. Now is like the every weekend there's something going on.
And they'll be, guess what they all like? What are those tourists like? They're all rich jackasses, and they all like their coffee. Are you going to be okay with that?
Yeah. I mean, there's always plenty of coffee to go around. No, it's just there's a lot of things going on in the town.
Got it. All right. Big night tonight, big meeting tonight in Singapore. And the president says he's leaving early, that progress is going faster than thought. And then Mike Pompeo kind of like fucking knocking down expectations. So I guess we're going to see we're going to see tomorrow. But I think if you become Kim Jong Musselman and you really don't want to give those up, but you want to appear to, I think that's a pretty shrewd, and you can play that. All you got to do is get the United States, you have to get the Democrats to believe it, and then hopefully they get elected, and I'm not going to disarm quickly. You know, I just got to keep from Trump from sending his army and his Marine Corps into North Korea. That's what I got to keep. And then everybody else, I can run a con job on. We've been doing it. The Chinese have been doing it. We can do it, right? The Iran's done
right.
It, you know? So, I don't know. Give that some thought.
We'll see.
All right. All right, man. Well, stay away from YouTube.
I'm going to. No more.
All right. Later.
All right. I'll talk to her.
There you have it. The Gunner on a, let me tell you, he's a funny dude. When he's like, he was fired up to come on today, too. When he's fired up, that's good stuff. Michael Musselman, my thanks to Grant Newsham for coming on. My thanks to you for listening. On a Monday edition of what may be a historic week, we'll find out. Thanks for listening to All Marine Radio. Thanks for listening to All Marine Radio. This program repeats itself momentarily, so whatever you do, do not touch that dial. And we'll see you tomorrow. Newsham's going to join us again, so we'll get his take on what happened. And, I don't think much is going to happen, honestly. I think you'll see cosmetic shit. And, if you were Kim Jong-un, would you do anything more than cosmetic stuff? I wouldn't. That would be something really serious would have to happen for me to do something more than cosmetic stuff. So, we shall see. Have a great day. On a Monday, All Marine Radio, out.